Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. Cause I try to jump, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So tell me, what can I do?
What can I do?
I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Lord, I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate in life. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, but I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need. Oh, so bad. What can I do? I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. Say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, all I can live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
The Now Network presents Exalting Jesus with Minister Sir Ryan Davis.
We had some technical difficulties. I just want anybody that can say you hear me, you hear the sound of my voice, to chime in real quick, and I'm going to go ahead and begin this broadcast. Hallelujah.
You're live.
Father, we thank you. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for your presence, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We know that your presence is a guarantee. You said where two or three are gathered together in my name, that's the power of your name. You said if we're gathered in your name, that you are there in the midst. So it's a guarantee that the presence of the Lord is here. We're not looking for a feeling, but Lord God, we want you to fill us with you. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we may be able to stand in such an hour as this, in such a we thank you that your presence is already known and made known to us and will be reflected through us, Lord God, and even exemplified by our lives, Lord God, and through signs and wonders that follow them that believe, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, we thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, Lord God. We want more of you, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for this network. We thank you for every listener that is assembled, every faithful listener, Lord God. Lord, we even thank you for those who gather and listen in curiosity, Lord God. And we just pray that you would speak on today that which is needed to be heard, Father God. I'm not going to say many words, but Father God, I have a little to say, and then the rest we leave in your hands, Lord God. And even that which I say, Father, you direct my speech. You move on behalf of your people, Lord God, and you get all the glory and all the praise and all the honor, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. I decrease because you are increasing, Lord God, even now. So I praise you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Exalting Jesus broadcast. I am your host, Minister Sir Ryan Davis. This is the Now Network. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the founder of this network, Pastor Hamilton. We thank God for all of the lambs of God, all the sheep of God, all those who are assembled today. And you are, we're asking for your participation. I'm going to open the lines and ask that we would all go into prayer. But first, I want to minister a small portion of the word, a very small portion. And we're just going to go into a collective prayer. I'm going to explain to you why I feel the Lord is leading us as a people, as a whole, into prayer. Prayer is so vitally important. It's more important than preaching. The preaching is just basically the overflow of a prayer life. I'm going to say that again. Preaching is the overflow of a prayer life. When someone has a solid prayer life, then God begins to entrust them with his word. And so he begins to send forth those who he designates to feed those who he sees has a hunger for his word. Hallelujah. And in this hour, we have a lot of people preaching, teaching, and saying things, but not all are sent by God. But then there are those who God sends because God says, hey, if you love me, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. So the work has to be God-centered, God-ordained, and God-led at all times. It has to be. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to go into the Bible real quick and expound a few things. I'm going to open the lines. If you have a prayer, by all means, let the Spirit of the Lord use you. Okay, so I'm going to start in the New Testament with some things the Lord Jesus Himself spoke and that He said, and explain some things about the time that we're in right now. One thing about prophecy or the prophetic is often God will give someone a prophetic word. He will give them a prophetic insight, or they can sense and discern things about God that others may not, and it may seem strange to some people at the time it's released. But the thing about God is he begins to articulate his heart, the heart of the Father, to certain individuals that they may share his heart with other people. At the end of the day, Jesus is Lord. He's the focus. This broadcast is called Exalting Jesus for a Purpose, because he is the one that we should lift up. He is the one that does the drawing. He is God, okay? He is our Savior. He's everything. We can't live without him. Hallelujah. So it's all about him. Certain things for certain reasons. And he wants us to know his heart. Now, the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 9, verse 39 through 41, and Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world. This is red letter, y'all. For all the people to say, you know, they get mad when God sent a prophet to say judgment. They say they find fault with it when someone prophesies judgment. That's because you don't understand God or his word. So God has raised up somebody to break it down. And prayer is so important because God still brings judgment. New Testament, Jesus' blood, and all that still brings judgment. Of course, he brings mercy, grace, and the grace of God abounds. But he still, he says, and Jesus said, for judgment, I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. Okay, so he's talking about the shifting right here. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? God always have some scoffers that come against the word of prophecy. That's going to always come with the territory. It doesn't matter who you are or how you bring it. It doesn't matter. That's, they did it to Jesus. They're going to do it to us, okay? But we have to know that when God gives you something and he tells you, I am with you, go and say what I say, then you do what he says. It doesn't matter what the people, how the people respond. What matters is Jesus exalted. They ask him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. Now, this is not the typical Sunday morning Jesus that everybody wants to hear about, the Jesus that just everybody's sins is washed away and we're just all going to heaven, brother. It's all good. This is not the Jesus that everybody wants to hear about, but this is the Jesus the Bible records. So we either in agreement with the word of God or we're contrary to the word of God. The Lord is leading me this way is to explain something to us about judgment. Often people get a bad taste in their mouth when the prophets of God say judgment is in the land or God is bringing judgment to a people. Because the first thing we think about is death and destruction. Beloved, that's not the judgment of God. The judgment of God is always designed to correct the people of God. The judgment of God is generally God's way of dealing with sin in the world. He says, well, the Holy Ghost will convict the world of sin, judgment, and righteousness. So those three areas, the Holy Spirit that Jesus bled and died for us to get, the Holy Spirit, those are three areas he convicts in, sin, judgment, and righteousness. Okay, now that word judgment can also deal with understanding. But in many cases, when that word judgment is in the Bible, it's actually talking about God judging us. The word of God says some men's sins go beforehand unto judgment. Some men's sins come after. You want your sins to be judged now, not after. So this is why God will raise up prophets, have them blow the trumpet. He says, and spare not, tell my people of their sins. Because God is always trying to correct his people to avoid the greater judgment, which is damnation in the end. He's always trying to keep you from that because guess what? God loves you. The judgment of God is never saying that God doesn't love his people. In fact, if we don't tell you the true judgment of God, then we're keeping you from the love of God. Because it's like running around telling people about a cure when they don't even know there's a sickness. We can tell you how good God is, and you would just feel like he's so good he's not going to do nothing to you, and you're just going to go on and live any kind of way. So it's like people saying, you know, hey, we found the medicine. Well, I don't need no medicine. I'm not sick. But when you remind people of the detriment of sin, the reality of hell, and all the things that could be if it wasn't for the mercies of God, the mercies of God. When you let them know, then now they are more apt to receive. So God is dealing with us because, listen, your speech concerning things that are coming, things that are in his heart and mind, when you have the spirit of the ability to discern the spirit of God, to really get into the heart of God, to know the mood of God, God's mood changes. Don't let nobody tell you it doesn't. He's not a moody person. He's not bipolar or any of that. He's not schizophrenic. But his mood can shift because of us. Okay, we can change the mind of God by our actions and by our heart or even our disposition. God says in his word, he says he could speak concerning a nation good things, and then they turn and do evil. He says, I'll turn and I will punish that same people. And those words of good I said will no longer even, you know, stand. You can find that in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, or Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. He talks about those things. That's the heart of God. He says, hey, I told the people I'm going to bless them, plant them, build them up, and all that. But if they turn and start doing evil, then I'm going to turn around and judge that same nation, the heart of God. Watch this. He also said, I pronounce judgment or destruction to a people, and they begin to repent and turn from their wicked ways. He says, I will turn and do good to that nation. So God's mood can be changed based on our doings. But his love for us never changes. God's love never changes. It doesn't matter if you reject him all the way to the grave and you die and you go to hell, God still loves you. He still loved you the whole way through. He's never going to change his love for us, okay? But God is too good to allow us to do things our way and think we're going to enter into a blessed place. So he requires a life of holiness, okay? That's for the people of God. If you're not a believer, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, first thing first, the foundation is you must be born again. You get that through belief in the Son of God, that he suffered, he bled on that cross for your sins, he died for you, and he not only died, but he resurrected with all power in his hand to free you from your sins, to free you from the curse that sin brings you up under. Now watch this. God had a prophet named Jonah, excuse me, in the Old Testament. I'm not going to read all of this, but it's a short book. You should read it soon. Four little chapters. But Jonah was given a word from God, and he did not want to deliver this word. And the word wasn't no good, everybody's going to be okay word. It wasn't a word that we want to hear. It was a word of doom. That was the word God told him. In fact, in Jonah, the third chapter, verse 2, after Jonah goes into the waters and the whale swallows him up and spits him out on dry ground, God comes to him a second time and speaks and tells him the same thing. He says, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So God told him to preach this word. I bid thee this. He says to him to go and tell the people, and it says in verse 4, and Jonah began to enter the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So he didn't go and tell the people to repent. He didn't tell them, you know, God loves you and all that. He just said, listen, God going to overthrow these people in 40 days. He put a time stamp on it. It never happened. 40 days came and it never happened. But it was a true word. It did not happen because the people repented. And that's what God wanted anyhow. He wanted to spare the people. But the judgment of God is still real. Now, 100-something years later, that word did come to pass after Jonah's lifetime because those people went back to their evil way. But God's heart was to spare them. The very end of that chapter, he says he wanted to spare them. Now, this prophet went through a whole lot because he didn't even want to tell them this word, but he had to. And the mercies of God was extended to the prophet to bring him to a place where he had to go and take that same word that he ran and didn't want to give. Now, I'm going to say something quick, then I'm going to get into the prayer here. God told Jonah that the sin or the cry of that great city has reached heaven. Okay? That means there were some things going on in that city that were wicked. Now, the same is true in the Old Testament with Abraham. God tells Abraham, he says that the sins of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah was exceeding wicked, okay, and that it reached up to the heavens. That, in fact, some places the scriptures talk about in the book of Revelation, it talks about the sins of the people have reached to the heavens, and it's a stench in the nostrils of God, okay, and God will remember the sins of the people. So what happens is there are things that are going on in our country. Not everybody's guilty. There are good people here. There are holy people in America. There are people that love God. There are people that are sold out to God. But there are a lot of wicked things going on that the Lord sees that we may not even be aware of. You see, the prophet Ezekiel was taken up in the spirit and shown things that were going on in secret in the house of God. Ezekiel chapter 8 and 9, you can really read about that. start around chapter 6 and really read on down to the 10th chapter, and you can see God takes the prophet and shows him the things that the people were doing in secret. Okay? These were the people that were in charge. They were doing some things in secret that were bringing anger to God, and God shows the prophet, and then he gives the prophet a word of prophecy. There are things that are going on in America that the Lord is not happy about. We may not see it or recognize it or know it, and some of us may know, but there are things that God is unhappy with, and it doesn't make the prophet off when they tell you that God has a mood about this. But watch this. God gives us a remedy. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, God's not going to humble you. You got to humble yourself. And seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. So God, either the sins are going to reach heaven and God brings it into remembrance, or our prayers are going to reach heaven and God hears it and forgives the sin and heals the land. But it's up to us. So we have to now understand we don't want to wait till the judgment has boiled over into wrath. See, there are stages of this thing. This is why the end of the Bible, the last book of the Bible, talks about the wrath of the Lamb. He's a lamb, yet he's got wrath. We want to preach a one-sided Jesus, but there's a boiling point. There's a point where the anger of God and the judgment of God, where he's watching us and coming to check on us and visit us to see if we're doing what he wants or doing the things of iniquity. When he comes to check on us and judges us, then he told Nebuchadnezzar's grandson, you've already been weighed in the balance and you've been found wanting. That's what the writing on the wall was about. Okay. So God told this man that he had already judged him. He had already came and checked on him. We don't want to wait to that point to try to get right. That means God has already made a decision and some things cannot be overturned when it gets to that point. But we're at a place now where God is saying, pray, pray, because if we pray, then he will hear from heaven, and he would prefer to hear us pray, to see us pray, to have the aroma of prayer than the stench of sin that he has to judge. And then we have to see another side of God, that some people don't believe that side of God exists anymore because Jesus shed his blood. But Jesus said, for judgment have I come into this world. So he's still judge. He's still king. And the end of your Bible talks about the wrath of God. That's New Testament. It talks about the wrath of the Lamb. It talks about the wrath of God. So those things are very real, but we are able, as the people of God, as we pray, and he begins to delight in our prayer, and we begin to delight in his presence, we begin to cause him to heal the land, and certain things won't happen at the time, just like Nineveh began to repent, and the word that Jonah gave them, 40 days it would be overthrown. 40 days came, it wasn't overthrown because the people began to pray. They began to turn from their wicked ways. Now, these people didn't even know the law of God. They weren't Israel. This wasn't Israel. This was a Gentile nation, much like America. So we have the ability to preserve this place, but we have to turn from our evil ways. We have to acknowledge God that there are things in us. If you have a relationship with God, he should have been dealing with you recently, showing you you. I know he's been showing me. And on the altar, I say, God, help me. Clean me some more. And if we think we're already clean, then you're like the Pharisees. He says, then your sin remain because you say you see. But for those of us that have a humility, we want to begin to see God. So I'm just going to go ahead and pray. I want you to open the lines up. If the Lord lays a prayer on your heart, anything he puts on your heart for this nation, for the people, for you know, your community, open up your heart and let the Lord flow through you. This is not about emotion. It's not about any of that. It's about God hearing the sound of us coming together as one and praying. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. I praise you. And I ask that you would help us. Help us, your people, to recognize you, to recognize your truth, to recognize your spirit, to love on you, Lord God, the way that you want to be loved on, Lord God, that pleases you through faith, Lord God. Father, I just ask that you would teach us how to pray by the Holy Spirit, even when we don't have much words, Lord God, just be in the midst. And, Lord, just fall fresh on every heart, Lord God. Open every mouth. that you desire and speak through the words of prayer. We cannot pray without you, Holy Spirit. So we yield this line to you. We want you to have your way in our hearts, our lives, and our minds. We want you to be that shield around us, to protect us. Show us what's coming. Show us how to prepare. Show us how to hide in you. Show us, Father God, how to call out unto you, Lord God. I thank you, and I ask you, Father, that you would just extend greater mercies to each of us, Lord God, and that we would be vessels of mercy, vessels of love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I just pray that you would draw us nearer to your cross, nearer to you, Lord God. Cover us all in the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, we don't want to see your wrath. We don't want to see the things that you are speaking concerning our nation. We don't want to see those things. But, Lord, we know there is evil in high places. We know there are people who scoff at the ideal of you even judging them until it happens. But, Father, we want to be those who see the evil coming afar off and hide ourselves in prayer. Lord, this is a time of Psalms 91, Lord God. You say, he that abideth under the shadow of the Almighty, Lord God, you say, we shall take refuge under your wings, Lord God. We want you to cover us, shepherd us, shelter us, Lord. Hide us, hide our children and our children's children, Lord God. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for the spirit of Elijah to come into the land of America, Lord God, and let us recognize that you're turning the hearts of the fathers back to the sons, Lord. Let us not trample the good thing you're doing, Lord God. Let us not be fault finders or busybodies or Lord God. Let us not be slanderers in our hearts, nor false accusers in our hearts, Lord God, or incontinent in our heart. But, Father, let us have the right spirit, the right substance. Lord, we thank you for the move of faith, Lord God, that you're bringing in the hearts of people, Lord God. We thank you for the healing miracles that you're bringing in the land, Lord God, to restore faith once again, Father God, that we will believe you on a higher level. You said without faith it is impossible to please you, Lord God. So we just thank you for increasing our faith through prayer and the Holy Ghost in our private time, Lord God, and that our faith when we step out is high, Lord, and we're able to please you. Father, these things I just ask right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for every region represented on this line today. And I pray you release your angels in those regions, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And that they will hold back the hand of judgment in the land, Lord God. That they will begin to usher your people into the safe place, Lord God, the hiding place of prayer, Lord God. And that you will be a hedge of protection around about each one of us, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, don't let us be deceived in this hour. Don't let us heed the wrong voices in this hour. Don't let us think we know what we don't know, Lord God. Don't let us scoff at what you're saying, Lord God. But let us look closer and deeper. Take us higher, Father God, in you. And let us see you. Father, these things I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just release this line. And whoever you have anointed to pray on tonight, Lord, that you will begin to just let the prayers flow out of their bellies like rivers of living water, Lord God. And we just give you praise and worship and adoration, Father. You are good. You are glorious. You are holy, and you are filled with love and compassion. Yes, and you're slow to anger, Lord God. And we want to slow your anger. We don't want to rush you or haste you towards anger by not praying. You said if man that knows to do right and don't do it, to him it is sin, Lord God. And, Lord, when we know there's evil going on in our land and we don't pray about it, then, Lord God, we are just as guilty as those who are committing the atrocities in the land, Lord God. Father God, we just pray for a praying spirit to overtake us. Let the prayer wheel turn continually. Let the fire burn continually. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Have your way, God. Give us a mind to pray as one, God. Hallelujah, God. Have your way, Jesus. The lines are open. If the Lord gives you a prayer, you must lift your voice. Do not hold back at such a time as this. The Lord God is calling us for prayer. I'm telling you, he's calling us as the people of God to pray. Hallelujah. He's looking for a sound, and it's not one person. It's not one small group. He's looking for us to come together as the people of God in prayer. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. If you're on the line and you are praying and you can't be heard, you might have to dial one for you to enter into the live mode, or your phone will be muted if you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Yes, sir.
Father God, please pray, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we pray for our nation. Father, we pray. We pray, Father, that we accept those where they are, Father. We pray, Father, that we were once lost, and now we're found. By your word, Father, through your Son, Jesus. Father God, we pray that don't know deep will see them through us, Father. Father God, we pray that they're not looking for material, Father, because we know you are spirit. And we worship you, Father, spirit and truth, Father God, we just pray. We pray, and I pray, Father, for me. Stay humble. Stay rooted and grounded in your word, Father. In the name of Jesus. I pray, Father. Because, Father, we know you know our heart. Father, we pray, and I pray the heads of protection over our minds. Because we know, Father, the enemy is God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that those that don't have the Bible, your word, Father, that they find a word, they find a church, Father, a church home, a fellowship in the name of Jesus, Father, with like-minded believers, Father. And I pray, Father, we the lost souls, Father, because we were once lost, and now we're found. And I thank you, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your unconditional love, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness, for standing on the word, Father. Father God, I know to rejoice. Father, we must rejoice over circumstances, regardless, Father, of what it may be. It's material circumstances, your job, your financial health. We should always rejoice because we know we have you. We have you, Father. We have the Holy Spirit. You said you will send us a comforter, Father. We thank you, Father, for this. Comfort, Father. And Father, again, I say we do not judge them where they are, but we accept them. We continue to stress to them, Father, that the love of Jesus, the word of God, will not leave them wrong, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, I tell you, thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our feet. And thy word is also, Father, available to all. But Father, I pray that we can to lead those to Jesus that don't know you, Father, don't know your Son, Jesus, Father, because we all need him, Father. And we know, Father, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We can just cut on the television, Father, and look and see. The one commandment you ask, Father God, is that we love one another. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father, for your love. But if we love one another, Father, as you have commanded us, Father, we will not have this hatred. We have to rid hatred, hate, the spirit of hate, Father. I pray that it is rid out of any vessel that is listening on the line today, out of me, Father.
Yes.
Father, I just pray that I continue to die of this flesh, Father, and remain in the spirit. Father, you know it is not always easy, but I thank you, Father, and I thank the Holy Spirit for just climbing down on me when this flesh wants to take over the spirit, Father, because I know you are always in control, Father. And I just pray that others on the line that don't know you as a personal Lord and Savior, take time, the time that you have given us, Father, just to magnify you. And just to thank you, Father. Just thank you, Father, for opening these eyes again. Because we have so many opportunities to do so many things, Father, but I pray that we will do your will, Father. Do it your will and your way through your word. Father, I pray that we pick up something to read that's going to do everything that you have said. That word, your word of God, that Bible. Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your word. I can't help continually thank you for your word. And I thank you for family and friends. And Jesus, family. Family is those that's doing the will of God. Your will, Father.
Yes.
Your way, Father. And we are all family. We're doing the will of God. Sometimes, Father, family, people think family is flesh and blood. But we know it's the blood of Jesus that we are all family. In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
I say, Father, I love you, I magnify you, and I thank you, Father. I can't help but just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's so good. He is so good. So worthy to be praised. Father, we praise you.
Hallelujah.
We magnify you. We exalt you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. You want to talk about something? Let's talk Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Father, because Jesus can change our life. Live in test. Hallelujah. He's been good to me. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I can call on him in the middle of the night. Early in the morning, midday, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. The line is never busy. And like Minister Sir Ryan said, this is the time for prayer. Not as much what you say, but the Father hears. He hears what you say, and he knows your heart, and he knows your spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. For never leaving me nor forsaking me. I thank you, Father, for keeping my mind so I can share your word. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for protecting my eyes and those that's reading your word, for protecting their eyes. We can all share it. Father, we know we have so much work to do, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just say thank you, Lord, in the almighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. None of our shape. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Minister Sir Ryan, for the words you brought. So much, so much. Glory be to God. Look forward to every Sunday for Exalting Monday for Let's Talk. Tuesday for Man Up to Move. Wednesday, oh, Pastor Easy's going to bring that finishing strong. We got to continue. Thursday, Woman Speaks Now. Friday, creepy foodies for love. God loves us. He loves us. He loves us. Ooh, hallelujah. We can't help but take. And real talk. The word of God. Oh, I thank you, God. I thank you, family. I thank you, Father, for this. I just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name. Sometimes I just have to say, Lord, thank you over and over and over again. And I don't have to tell you specifically, Father, what I'm thanking you for. Because, Father, you know all. Hallelujah. You know what I am thanking you for, Heavenly Father. Jesus, hallelujah. Be good. We have to thank him over circumstances. Thank him over the world circumstance. We have to pray. Pray for the world, against any spirits, or against any spirits in your household, in your neighborhood, in your county, in your state, in our nation. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray against anything that comes to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father. We thank you.
Father, I pray you would turn our hearts in the church, Lord, that we're not looking at things external perspective, Lord. Not looking at things, not looking at a specific sound or to be entertained, but Lord, that we will have ears to hear, even when you move in unconventional ways or when you speak in ways that may not make sense to us. Lord, let us listen for the voice of the living God, Lord God, and let us not be caught up in religious systems, Lord, but that we will have ears to hear and a heart to pray, Lord God, before trouble breaks out. He wants to pray when trouble breaks out, but Lord, give us a heart to be proactive and to stand crying out, spare your people. Lord, I just pray for that. Even if those who are on the line,
for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will, yeah. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free, set her free, set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ, I know you're gonna have your way, yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear him say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change, yes. I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now, cast all your cares on him, the Lord. Despite the pain you feel, he will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do, yeah. You just be encouraged, 'cause I've been in that position too, yeah. And you've been feeling so lonely, sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn, but if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that.
you feel, he will come through. I just came to tell you, I'm praying for you. Tell him this, say, I'm praying for you. This is a prophetic song. God told me to tell you things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody said tonight, things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go and worship him. Hey, hold your head up.
Things are gonna get better.
So what you gonna do? Hold your head up, go. Say it.
Things are gonna get better.
Go.
Hold your head.
You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.